Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Yeah.
This is our next episode, and we are continuing the ongoing saga.
Sure is.
It's always, that's something funny, is that it's always our next
episode. What if it was, like, unless you're listening, like, in a weird kind of. Yeah.
But for us, it's always our next episode.
Right.
True.
Well, unless I brought you on this call to re-record something because something went wrong.
Oh, sorry, Griffin.
That's fine. It's fine.
On our last episode, we had a bunch of young villagers pop out of the ground, mounted on dog moles. They had startled the PCs, but they were very much afraid of Chisk. And it took some convincing that he was not an troubled.
Yeah.
Do not say evil.
He almost said evil. He was close to that.
This is when Chisk fully realized that it must be his root twin Rend down in the village, and related a story of before he left the Rotgart forest, finding his twin in a ceremony burning books in the middle of the forest.
It was
at
a ceremony.
Midnight.
Never a good sign, burning books.
No.
I believe Chiss described it as a party.
Well, it looked like they were having fun.
After an awkward pause, they returned to the matter at hand, discussed various strategies, and Maeve decided she would use her polymorph for the very first time.
New spell.
Try it out on Gideon by turning him into a white-faced black raven, not known as a magpie, and then he and Leland, her sparkly fruit bat familiar, would check out the village while the rest traveled underground, following along as best they could. Gideon, as a Ravian, discovered that it was indeed Rend down there in the village square, that it was filled with corpses and writhing giant worms.
Ooh, yummy.
Yum.
There was also several Salang that walked the ruins of the village walls, and in amongst the buildings, he also saw several of the Van Slach, the strange, tentacled, snake-headed,
troubled,
upright.
No, those are evil.
Those are evil. Okay. You can say it.
Sorry. All right.
He also came across a single Salang with a bow walking through the air.
Hmm.
Ilex used her speak with animal spell to determine that the dog moles could not pinpoint exactly where they were, but they triangulated their position close enough using Leland's eyes.
And the raven's eyes. And obviously. Yeah.
Finally, Gideon also observed that
Finally.
Rend went under the monument in the graveyard, did a quick cursory search of the village, and was unable to find any survivors. He returned back to the cave entrance. He met up again with the dog moles and the players, and they all settled down for the night. So, as each of you wake up fresh-faced and refreshed from a long rest, let's meet all of our individual players, starting with Emma. Tell us about Ilex.
Oh, good morning, sunshines. It's so nice to see you here. I feel like we never get to just spend a morning together, you know? This is lovely. Shall I make pancakes?
Pancakes.
Good. Yes. Do you like them with chocolate chips or with bananas?
What is a banana?
I'll show you. Coming right up.
I forgot Maeve hadn't heard of fruit.
This is marvelous.
She didn't really know what a pancake is, but she was just watching Chiss' reaction.
Oh my god.
Banana pancakes coming right up.
Diego, tell us about Chisk.
Well, he's well rested.
For the first time.
For the first time in a long time. But holy, his roots are shaken. His bark is weak. And he's afraid, my friends. Chisk is afraid.
All right, brutal. We will leave that there.
Another that's awkward enough pause. Of that.
He's just sitting in the corner, just rocking moving back and forth. Along. Like, oh my god, oh my god.
Chisk, I respect your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Madeline, tell us about Maeve.
Well, I would say I'm doing pretty well. I feel refreshed. I've touched up my eyeliner. I'm about to learn what a banana is. Life is pretty okay, despite everything going on.
Despite everything.
I mean, if you think too hard about it, your worldview and your ego starts to crumble. So just don't think. Think about banana pancakes instead, and you'll be good. Here we go.
That's called self-care.
All right. And Gideon. Griffin, tell us about Gideon.
Sorry, still got some feathers in my throat. Hey, good morning. Bring me a banana pancake. Yeah, some weird polymorph spell where you get some of the animal inside you. It's fine. We're good.
It was my first time casting it, so I'm sorry if there was something that went awry.
Yeah. It was my first time being it, so no one's blamed.
All right. So, all of you wake up. You see that the young teenage villagers are all looking for you for direction. They want to know what they should do. How can they help? They're anxious to reclaim their village. They're surprisingly brave, but they don't know exactly. They don't have a good plan. And they look to you as experienced adults and older teenagers.
Holy.
To sort it how out
many,
for them.
How many dog moles do we have in total?
There are. Let me see how many dogs. Well, why don't you roll me 2 8-siders?
Whoa, that could be a lot.
Yeah, or just 2.
8. 2 4s.
Hey.
Hey.
You have 8 dog moles.
Oh, shit, that's a lot of dog moles. I'll be real. I am uncomfortable with the idea of using these children in our tactical plan.
Absolutely. I think they've done a wonderful job so far of taking care of themselves, and now we take care of them.
There's something to be said maybe about, like, a couple of them burrowing, like, whatever, 5 feet from the surface of the ground is like a distraction, sure. But safe from arrow fire. But otherwise, I don't want Suskin to return and be like, hey, sorry, your kid didn't make it.
I'm so excited to see my child.
Yeah.
In my experience, children only get in the way, so I think we should do something where they are not in the way, put them aside, keep them safe.
I have so many questions about what your experience is.
Yeah, wait, are you talking about your experience as a child or a caretaker of a child?
It is, not important. Let's move on.
All right.
I think what is important is, Chisk, what do you want to do?
Oh,
man.
It's your brother.
This is true.
Yes. I mean, I agree that we shouldn't use the children here. I think if we can avoid combat as much as possible, that'd be great. So, did you say Gideon the Graveyard is outside of the village?
It is inside the walls of the village. Son but it's on the edge.
Well, even if it's on the edge, it's still, you know, I think if we go there directly, if we can somehow talk to Rend and then be like, hey, brother.
Do you think he will listen brother. To you? Hey, brother.
Rice and Roly, brother.
If he's going to listen to anybody, special it would teams, be Chisk. Special players.
Chisk, I know you kind of left on, like, weird terms. Like, will he listen? Will he be receptive to you? Or will he try to kill us on sight?
I don't think he'll kill us on sight. We didn't leave Gideon is having a moment.
We got into 2 serious conversations before I could appreciate. What's up, brother? Hey, brother. It's okay. Sorry, I'm done.
Okay, back.
Special team, special players.
Tuesday. Anyway, So, we didn't leave on, like, you know, he wasn't ready to murder me when we left off. It was just a tense moment, I suppose. We disagree on what was happening. So, I don't think he'll attack us on sight unless something is very, very wrong with him and he's not at all himself.
Which is a possibility you need to keep in mind.
It is, yeah.
If he does...
Well, it has been several weeks since you've last seen him.
Yeah.
And given how many changes you all have gone through in the last 2 weeks, It's potentially 1 week.
It's been 1 week.
I mean, listen, I have hope that he is still himself to some extent.
Did I, while I was flying, did I suss out if we saw any kind of like those roachlings on him? Like, I know they were attaching worms or egg sacs or something, but was anything on Rend?
I would say that you would not have noticed anything like that. But the roachlings, just to stir up your anxiety, the roachlings weren't visible on people in a general sense. Remember, they were sort of behind, they were at the back of the head.
Yeah, no, but they're visible from the back, aren't they?
They were under the hair. Remember, the Dolomite, the sergeant, was moving around, functioning, except
and for how much hair does this tree person have, do we think?
Branches.
Well, okay. Based on
fair enough.
Foliage.
You did not notice a roachling on the back of the tree person's...
All right.
And that's called bullying your DM.
That's right.
Give me an answer. Give me an answer.
If it does turn violent,
mm-hmm.
we'll do our best to subdue. There's no mm-hmm. question that we will do anything until we've had a chance to talk to Rend in whatever mm-hmm. way we can. Yes?
Thank
so
you.
So do we just walk there from the surface?
Well, I would say no, in the sense that while we're going to try and subdue Rend and we don't know his motivations, I think everyone else's motivations in that camp are pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Kill us.
My feel, though, is that I saw Rend go underneath the monument. So maybe we could just burrow to that holding space underneath the monument and just talk to him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Just bypass everything and go straight to the source. I like it.
Yeah, and like, if he's not there, then like, wait. You know what I mean? I imagine if he's quote-unquote leading this operation, then there's probably a captain's quarters kind of thing where other people can't go. My fear is that it'll be like a stone room or something, like a crypt, and we'll have to find some way to like break through that.
Mm-hmm.
But
even
yeah.
then, Maeve, don't you have Mold Earth?
Or Shatter also. I think that's an option one of us has. Mold Earth, F, never mind.
It won't work on stone.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I don't know if you can. I have to look at the wording.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we get there. I think it's a great idea. I think we should take the dog moles yeah. and go that way and try and burrow. I can't ride, but I can follow.
That's okay. good.
You choose a portion of dirt or stone that you can see. Just
the
saying.
Problem is I don't think you can move it. If it's dirt or stone, you can make it become difficult terrain. But that'll probably like weaken it a bit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can cause it to become difficult. No, yeah, she's okay. We'll figure it out.
Maeve has moved it, molded it.
I have molded my fair share of earth. Okay.
Landscape architect, Maeve Moldarava.
Yeah.
Moldarava. All right, let me...
Can I go talk to Gat? Because I'm also thinking that like if we're going to do this, we should move fast before he
wakes up.
Wakes up or, yeah, goes about his day or whatnot.
I'll pack up some pancakes. We'll bring them to him.
Fantastic.
Oh okay, I'll be on that.
Okay, great. I'm going to chat with Gowser.
So she is busy chowing down on some pancakes.
Wait a minute. Someone else already made pancakes.
No, these are Ilex's.
Ilex made so many pancakes so quickly.
You may want to try some of this syrup.
Ilex is a quick pancake maker.
Gowser, I'm actually going to suggest that you don't try some of that syrup. Don't
try it, sir.
The strain is really...
Oh my God. You're real back and forth about how much you want us to talk about your maple hole.
I'm not talking about it.
How can we not talk about it? You're making sounds.
I'm using it.
Why is it such a struggle?
I'm a little clogged up at the moment. It's an anxiety is...
Okay, Gowser, I want you to just ignore Jisk for a moment. I'm being serious. Don't mean to interrupt your breakfast. I'm just wondering if you have any... Well, you know, say a dog bowl is kind of having trouble at a certain piece of ground or piece of earth. Do you have any excavating tools to help the dog moles along? Huh?
I'm sorry. You mean to work stone underneath the ground?
Yeah, or something like a pickaxe. You got a pickaxe?
Oh well, we do have a pickaxe, but we don't use it underground. We just normally go around the stone, go a different way. But there are all certainly right. all sorts of tools and things in the village that you can find for sure.
Do you have them here, or do we have to get them from the village?
You would have to get them from the village. We did not think about pickaxes when we were fleeing for our lives.
Very, very good, Gowser. No need to get randy. Please stay focused on your pancakes.
All right. Did I see where they were when I was looking for survivors?
You would have seen a couple of garden sheds, one on the edge of the village, probably one. Oh, there would definitely be one right at the entrance. People would drop stuff off when they came into the, you know, just into the village main.
All right. And I'll head back to the team and I'll go. So that's the options. We can either try and go under the monument and just get in our own ways, or we can do a sneak recon mission to grab a couple pickaxes.
Can I suggest that we split up? Maybe Chisky and I go forward with the dog moles and the two of you go and get the pickaxes and then meet us?
Yeah, I also think we need a dog mole, though. I guess we have eight. We have eight dog moles. So you take three dog moles and we'll take four dog moles.
Why do we need more?
Pickaxes are heavy, you know?
Are they?
This is fair.
I gotta go. I'll see what dog moles we... I mean, actually only two, what we can borrow. But I think splitting up's a good idea. Maybe we should travel together for a while and then split up so we know where the path is if we're bad at locating each other.
Ah, I have an idea. I can see through one of your dog moles' eyes.
What?
It's a bit of magic where you sort of create a kinship.
Well, I know what magic is, Alex.
I know, but it's okay. Sorry,
Chisky,
sorry.
I know you're under a lot of stress, but we really got to cool it.
I apologize. I'll eat my pancakes.
Yeah, it's all right.
Just eat your pancakes.
Sorry, team. What are the dog moles for? What's the plan?
My plan is to burrow underground to the shed where I saw the pickaxes, not the front one. I would say the shed on the edge of the city. Grab them and get out of there, sneak mish style. That's Gideon's and Maeve's detachment, I think.
You don't technically need the dog moles to go through the tunnels that already exist, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But if you're making a new tunnel, you need a dog mole.
Like to the graveyard.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting is I can see through one of your dog moles' eyes while I'm off with the other group. So I can sort of keep an eye on you.
That's a good idea. Sure, fair enough.
Something like that? Because I can't ride anyways, so...
Right, yeah, fair enough. All right, great. I love that plan.
Okay. Choose your mount then, I suppose.
Which one looks the meanest?
Which one looks the meanest? There's several mean-looking unnamed dog moles. I'm going to let you decide what the name of the dog mole, the mean dog mole, is.
Unnamed, he says.
Unnamed by the teenagers, yeah. But if you ask them, they do have their own names for one another.
Right. So when it comes down to all of a sudden the players having to pick names, all of a sudden it's Girtly. All waffle.
What was that, Maddie?
I don't want to talk about it.
What was that, Maddie?
It was Girtly.
Please repeat that.
It was Girtly.
Girtly, yeah, it's great. Just wanted to get that clean for audio. Thanks, Maddie.
What is the name?
It was Girtly. If I have to say it again, I'm going to be real sad.
Girtly. Girtly is the meanest mole.
Puce.
How do you spell Girtly?
Gertley.
Girtly the mole. So Girtly the mole is off by himself, or herself.
Oh.
Herself. Aww. Because none of the other moles like how irritable Girtly is. And you can hear it making sort of strange tortoise sex sounds to itself.
Oh, no.
You haven't seen the video.
You don't even know.
Doesn't know that video.
I don't know that video. But I can imagine the dog mole Girtly has all sorts of time on its hands. So has spent a lot of time on Instagram watching TikTok.
Okay, on Instagram watching TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Instagram watching TikTok.
That's how some of us older folk consume our TikTok content. So.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, it's kind of a channels thing. Yeah. Puce. I want Puce the dog mole.
All right. Puce is...
What color is safe. Puce? Right.
Mauve.
Oh.
Mauve. Fuck.
Puce the mauve-colored dog mole.
Puce is it the mauve? I thought it was mauve.
Yeah. I would say mauve.
I'm scared. I don't know.
Were you making a Maeve pun?
Yeah, Maeve.
I was. Yeah, let's pretend it was that clever. Absolutely, okay. I was. What's your dog mole, Diego?
You mean Chisk?
Go ahead.
More.
More.
More?
Yeah.
More as in, like,
not less.
Cheap suit company?
Damn. All right. Ooh. Well, there goes our sponsorship.
Wow, sick burn against Moors.
Moors, please don't leave.
All right, Moor, Puce, Girtly. More Puce, Girtly.
Puce.
Sorry, Let me backtrack a bit. What are we doing dog mold names for?
Because so we know which dog mold we have.
Obviously, okay.
You put the dog mold naming on us. Do you understand? You gave us this chore.
You're right. You're right. What I meant was, what are we doing with the dog moles? Period.
We explained the plan.
You are burrowing through the dirt to get
pickaxes.
The garden shed, hopefully, and the other group is using the dog moles to do what?
To go to the area underneath the cemetery that we marked earlier, so that we can prepare to dig through if we need to. Now, Ilex is going to go to Gauza and say, Gauza, I think it's important that you stay here. Keep the headquarters safe. You're in charge. We'll take care and then we'll report back, okay? But your job today is to stay here and stay safe.
She kind of looks at you for a minute, sort of blinking her eyes, and she gets all kind of red in the face, and then she tackles you in a huge tight hug.
Oh.
Just feeling relief.
Okay.
That's nice. Oh.
A big old dog mole hug.
Would you do us a favor? Can you make us some sandwiches so that when we come back, we can all have lunch together?
I don't mean to interrupt the moment. Make you out of pancakes. Use the pancakes
sandwiches.
As bread.
Pancake sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
She's overwhelmed.
She's very happy to make sandwiches.
And if it's all right, I'm going to take Parchment for a walk while you take care of lunch for us, okay?
Oh, okay, be very careful with him.
I will. He's a good boy. Okay, I'm going to go to Parchment and cast Beast Sense on Parchment and send him with Gideon and Maeve so he can follow along.
I don't even get puce. Fuck.
Well, there's three there.
No, I see the plan.
Yeah,
yep,
so
no,
then
I see the plan.
Watch
I'm with you.
Through Parchment's eyes while you have your own dog mole.
I'll take Parchment.
You can just have him with
Parchment's
you.
Coming with
so,
us.
Yeah. Now Puse is pouting.
Sorry, Puse, but you have to stay
He's
behind.
He's even more bad-tempered now.
I don't want to risk more than more dog moles than we need.
So we are only taking two dog moles.
We should take two. I think they take one.
Okay.
Great.
So we got Parchment and Gretly. What was it?
Gretly.
Just the
and
best.
Then more. Is it Moore's?
No, it's Moore.
Moore's Soup
Warehouse.
Got
it. Thank you. Sorry.
Is his full name?
My full name is Moore's. Moore's Work Warehouse.
Oh my god.
Okay, great. Let's go.
Let's go. See you soon.
Let's go.
Best of luck.
All right. So you head off. Now it's going to be pretty tricky to find the garden shed from underground.
We could send Leland up again.
Leland, baby boy.
Although, be careful, because there's that slang with the freaking bow.
Yes, but if Leland gets shot in the head, then he just blows up into a cloud of sparkles. So, like, really, no harm, no foul. I don't think he likes it, but, like, desperate times. Yeah.
I am okay. Right here. Don't say no harm, no foul.
Aye, baby boy.
It's very
boy.
Painful to me. I only have my one
Scritch.
Hit point.
Let me give you Scritches. Come here.
She's kind of distracting him.
Don't try to get on my good side. Don't try to get on my good.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, listen. Right. Look at me. Eyes on me. Okay, here is what I need you to do. We are looking for a garden shed on the edge of the town.
That's right.
Yeah,
edge of the encampment.
Town. Encampment, whatever you would describe this area. We are looking for the garden shed.
It is a walled village.
Thank you. We are looking for a garden shed in the edge of this walled village. So if you could just pop up and find whereabouts that shed is for me, I will see through your eyes and we will head over there. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. I'm going to fly through the sky till I come to a garden shed.
Yes,
and then
be
you're going
very,
to find the
careful.
Garden shed through my eyes.
Yes.
And magically and miraculously come up exactly right in the middle of the little garden shed.
Well, it's not going to be magical or miraculous. We will make our way there physically, but I need you to just be careful because there is that bowman slang kind of creeping around and I don't want you to get shot and explode. If you do this well, I'm going to give you this thing that I just learned about. It's called a banana pancake. You're going to love it. It's crazy.
All right. I will do it.
Hey, guys. This is Griffin Cork from the Diascast podcast. There's a lot of cute videos online of bats eating bananas.
Griffin. That's so helpful.
I'm gonna head out.
See you later.
Roll credits. We're done. Okay, so I send Leland up to find the garden shed.
I'll be back.
Nice.
Hey.
All right. So you fly through the air.
Leland is the Terminator.
You fly through the air with... Sorry, Leland flies through the air. He is able to spot the garden shed again, sort of triangulating your position. It's going to be a little bit tricky. I will need a... What will I need? I will need a 16 DC survival check.
Okay. Here we go.
Because I was a bird and saw stuff, can I give her the help action?
I would say...
I think it was around this corner of the encampment.
Leland was
here.
Also yeah, there, no, not, wasn't he?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Which of you two are doing this right this second? Is it Gideon and Madeline? Gideon and Maeve?
I don't know Madeline.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Survival. What did you say you needed? 16?
16.
Okay, well, I got 2, so...
Oh. Wait, you never answered. Can I give her the help action or no?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, I'm proficient. I got 5.
Nice. Ah,
suck it.
Excellent. So, as you burrow up through the grass, you pop up about 15 feet. We'll say, well, let's see. At 16, you got a 5. That's 11. You pop out 33 feet away from the garden
shed. I think it's here. Here we go. And...
Wait, sorry. In which direction? Are we inside the walls or outside the walls?
Well, let's find out. Roll me an 8-sider, please.
Ooh. Fuck my life.
2.
Oh, wait. Why
so
did I?
You are still inside the walls. You are northeast of the garden shed. Now roll me a 12-sider to see if anyone spots you.
Wait a minute. Why are we rolling 12-sider? I want to roll stealth, dog. That's what I'm good at.
Well, I'm just saying, whether there's somebody around, then
roll stealth.
We are inside or outside the wall? Sorry, I was unclear.
You are inside the walls.
Inside the walls still. Okay. 12-sider. Here we go. 6.
6. So there is currently no one observing you. You peek your head up. You see you're there in the middle of town, and you can see the garden shed sort of behind you off to your... left.
Oh, shit, I didn't... I missed the garden shed for a different thing. I'm sorry. This is all wrong.
How close are we? We're 30 feet away?
Yeah, you're 33 feet away. That's right.
Okay, I'm just gonna pop up and just stealth over.
Bye, good luck.
All right, I'll be right back.
Wait.
Okay, don't.
All right, so you're actually making that noise as you run, or is it you actually stealthing?
No. All right. Don't punish me for flavor.
He is making that noise, but it's so sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It blends right in.
All right, Gideon, roll me that stealth.
Come on, Gideon. Oh, baby. 28.
Okay.
Shit.
Stealth's my expertise, baby.
Oh my god. Yes.
So you rush over. You see inside there are some pickaxes, some hoes, shovels. There's those little forks that they use to pluck dandelions. You see all sorts of things.
I'll grab 2 pickaxes and the weed fork.
Tell us you're a man who lives in the suburbs without telling us you're a man who lives in the suburbs.
Oh my god.
You know those fucking dandelions? God.
And then I'll head back to the excavation set.
All right. So you duck over. It doesn't take you very long. Obviously, you sort of bang through the thing, but I'll just get you to roll me a 12-setter.
12-setter. All right. That's a 9. No, sorry. That's a 5.
Okay.
2, 5.
All right. Again, you manage to work your way back. One last thing, just one more stealth.
Oh, boy. He's fine.
Yeah, 26.
Yo.
All right.
I have a plus 11 to stealth.
Yeah, there is no way that... Ah!
Hey, sorry. I'm going to dump the tools in the hole, and then I'm going to get in the hole, and I'm going to go, do you want to maybe mold this hole? I'm going to start bringing dirt back into the hole.
With you in it?
No, I'm going to go down, but I'd maybe just make it look like we didn't just pop up here.
Oh, gotcha. So I'm following you.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, great.
I got to get out of your way, I think.
Okay.
So I'll start digging back down the way we came.
I will follow him and just cover the top of the hole.
That's right, because you have Move Earth as a cantrip.
I do.
Right? because you excavated the canal in ever so yes, slowly.
Lavros. For hours.
That's right. So you are very good at this. There's a certain repetitive satisfaction about this.
It's very zen.
Yeah, it's very much a zen thing.
We did right, end last so episode are, in a very zen
you moment. Are able to score. So you have snuck up into the village, stolen some key gardening implements. Really, the adventure is mostly over now. The rest of it is going to be a cakewalk.
Can't wait. Can't. All right. That easy, sounds good. I'm going to write that down. Write that down.
Done. This game is easy.
That's going in the canon document. All right. Then I think we just join them on their way to the monument room.
All right. So you head down one passageway, have a quick debate, go down the other. It's not the right way. You come back and you hear them digging, and they come to indeed a stone wall. Ilex, I will get you to roll me a 10-sider, please.
7.
Excellent. So you are facing what seems to be just a dressed stone wall. You have come to what would be probably some sort of crypt or tomb. Wall extends to either side, running north and south. What do you want to do?
I'm going to grab my holy symbol of Tehuti and just concentrate on Rend, and I'm going to cast Locate Creature.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Now, is Locate Creature blocked by anything?
Nope. You sense the direction to the creature's location, as long as that creature is within 1,000 feet of you. If the creature is moving, you know the direction of its movement. This spell can't locate a creature if running water at least 10 feet wide blocks a direct path between you and the creature. That's a weird thing that I've never noticed before.
I feel like I've never read that.
Running water blocks the spell?
It must be. Yeah, I don't know.
For vampires.
Well, it's a vampire spell, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, like.
It's a vampire spell.
But they'd be dying if they were under running water.
Right.
Well.
I got this fish tank in my house.
Yeah, sorry, right. Which we never actually used to. Yeah. All right. So you see or you sense Rend is a little bit to the west of you and quite a ways north.
Okay. I relay that information.
Oh. Based on what we saw yesterday, can we guess where approximately that would be in the village above?
Yeah, is he at the egg place?
At the castle? Maybe.
He is not above you. He is on the same level as you guys are.
Okay.
Can we try and go around in that direction and see if we can approximate, if we can get closer somewhere on the stone wall?
Well, I mean, there's two. It depends whether or not we want to excavate right next. Like, it depends how long we think it's going to take. Do you know what I mean? If it's going to take a while, maybe we want to excavate where somebody isn't.
Yeah, but we don't know where somebody isn't.
It's true.
Or do you?
Right, but we do know where somebody is.
I can't unlocate creature.
No, I know. But I mean, if we're trying to do it where nobody is, we can't do it where we know the one person is.
I
know. Yeah. My only thought is that if he hears pickaxes going at the stone, he won't know it's you or us. He'll just run to get guards.
Right.
Yeah, see, this was the problem with the pickaxe. I wish we had a bomb.
What are you suggesting, Gideon? That we dig with the dog moles towards where Chisk's spell tells us he is?
I think I'm suggesting the opposite. I think we excavate here and then, like, leave the dog moles and then go on foot underneath.
I like the on foot idea. I do.
Okay.
So we go through this stone wall and then follow the pathway that he would have taken to wherever he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we get a little closer anyway?
Sure.
We don't have to be right where he is, but...
Yes.
What Gideon's suggesting is...
get a little closer. You probably have 15 feet north that you could head before the tunnel, the currently dug tunnel would end.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, great.
I'll do whatever, like, if I can, I don't know, I'll listen through the stone wall to hear if I hear, I don't know, high heel footsteps or something.
All right, that's a very specific perception check.
I'm only listening for high heels, footsteps.
18.
That's pretty good. You hear the strange sound of leather sliding over leather.
Oh, we should not go in there.
Man, that's occupied. Am I right? All right. Kevin didn't see that internet joke video either. We can't keep her. It's not fair to him.
Poor Kevin.
Okay. So maybe not here then?
What could it be? Leather over leather. What a weird sound.
Fashion. Sometimes when I would make my own clothes, the sound of leather, it's clothes. It could be somebody's
outfit.
Is
it really that loud of a stone, though?
I mean, depending on the creature you're getting the leather from.
Oh.
Rhinoceros is generally pretty loud. Oh, man,
I didn't even think about that.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dried out. All right, great. Well, then, I mean, yeah, what do you guys think? We have to dig at some point.
As soon as we make any noise, they're going to know we're here. If we use a pickaxe on this wall, the jig is up.
Unless there's another option.
Let's move north and just check up there and see if there's a...
It's true.
One more test.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that sense, we kind of want to get away from at least the stairs up.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great.
I'm going to walk north to the end of the burrowed tunnel and listen at that wall and see if I can hear the same leather den. Okay. 23 perception.
Ooh.
You do hear very faintly the leather-on-leather sound, but it is farther away. And with a 23, you can determine that it's getting quieter.
Well,
I mean,
here or nowhere, might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
I'm going to, if we can try and be stealthy about this, like rhythmic or something, perhaps I can cast pass without a trace. Ooh. Maybe that will help.
Yeah.
Might be a waste.
That's pretty good. The storm boars, the metal boars, is their hide actually metal, or is it just really tough?
On the storm boars? Storm boar biology. I would say that the storm boars do have effectively a metal, it'd be like a mesh, like a chain mesh.
Chainmail hide. Very good for fashion design.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe, like, is it useful if we... No, I guess it's not. Never mind. I was thinking of, like, putting up a blanket and then pickaxing against that, but we're going to hit the stone eventually.
Yeah. I think we
Let's just fucking do it.
We got to be prepared. Somebody's going to hear us, so...
Yeah.
Great.
We're going to be loud. We're literally mining, you guys.
We don't have any silent spells, so off to the races.
So I'm not very strong, so someone else should take one of these two pickaxes.
Oh, God, me neither.
Hey.
I'm okay strong.
All right, I'll help. Chisk, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Here I go.
Clank.
All right. So you start chipping your way as quietly as you can through one of these mason-type bricks, these blocks. The blocks are a good size. They're probably 2x3 in terms of at least the width and the height. You don't know, obviously, how thick they are, but they seem pretty solid.
If we just remove one, as soon as we can see through to the other side... I can teleport to the other side of the wall and suss out the situation. I'm very stealthy. That could at least give us a heads up. All right, so let's just take this one brick out then.
Okay.
All right.
Ting.
So I'll just get you guys to do an athletics check, and it can be with advantage if you're both working on it.
Let's go.
Why don't you roll with advantage, Chisk? I'll help you.
Thank you. That's a 13 plus 5, so that's 18.
Ooh. All right. So you can pull this brick. You're able to sort of knock it loose. The brick, as I said, is 2x3. It's about a foot thick. So as you pull it out and set it down, you see that there is this taut membrane stretched across the inside of this wall.
Oh, like that is not passable.
That is not what I was expecting to see. Is it like skin? I poke it.
It does look like skin. It looks like dried, leathery skin.
Ew,
leather on leather.
Okay. Well, I take out my hand axe and cut through it.
All right. So the skin itself is quite ancient. It's sort of very fibrous. It's quite thick. But you are...
What
did you just read that made you giggle so much, yeah, Kevin? What was that about?
Don't worry, we will get to it.
Hey, Kevin.
All right. So you cut through this skin and you look into... Well, why don't you make me a nature check, please, Ilex?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I
love nature, mama.
It's a creature. We're inside a creature.
Yeah. That is my fear.
7.
Uh-huh. 7. You are definitely looking at the inside of some titanic-sized creature.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, okay. And you can see it stretching like 40 feet off in one direction and 50 feet off in the other direction.
So, what? Okay, just let me get this straight. You can hear now
the sounds of leather on leather coming to you from the west end of this creature.
Is that so from where we were?
No, this is ahead of you.
Oh, shit.
The creature, their skin is on the inside.
The creature's underground.
Yes.
It's on the inside of these stone walls.
And there's something inside the creature coming towards us?
Yes.
So the creature is like a room. Coming towards us.
I cast Pass Without a Trace.
Getting louder.
Just pass me the brick. Put the brick back in.
Yeah. Love this.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Can I retcon? I would like to Misty Step inside the creature.
I was going to Misty
Step. And then have them cover the hole with the brick, and then cast Pass Without a Trace.
Oh my God.
But what about you?
I'm inside, I can hide.
You're going to be alone.
Okay.
What if the room is just, is there, like, oh my God, okay.
You're right on the other side of the wall. It's fine, just quick.
All right, so you see Ilex, she sort of motions for you to hand her the brick, and then she kind of smiles, and then she just disappears into this.
I give a thumbs up from the other side of the hole. Good job.
Okay, put the brick up.
Mom, I mean, Ilex.
I mean, Mom.
All right. Ilex, you are inside a huge worm or snake-like carcass.
Perfect.
You slip the brick back into place.
Good job for Ilex.
Horse thing.
I hide.
Mom.
Yeah, I would say that it's quite difficult for you to hide inside the inside
is
of this.
Is it just smooth, like I'm inside an intestine?
Yeah,
it would bones be kind of like, or
yeah, there would be some bones. I'll give you a chance to hide. Absolutely, you would need to do an 18 stealth to hide in the shadows of some of the old dried intestines.
Yeah, very I cast Pass Without a Trace, right in so there. I sort of like. Use the shadows to create some depth.
Oh my God.
And I tuck right up against the wall.
Got this.
36?
Yeah, baby. 36?
Pass Without a Trace is damn good.
Will that do it?
Yes. Yes, that will do it. You see three large, obviously not as large as the one you're in, but three large worms slowly slide past you. They're each about 15 feet long and about 3 feet in diameter.
Jesus.
Oh my I think God. Leather on leather.
Ooh.
Leather on leather.
Do they look...
Blessings on blessings.
Like earthworms, just huge? Or do they look like...
They have a dark purple hide with strange sort of styraceae markings sort of swirling down them. So they are definitely a unique sort of worm. They have a circular mouth that has teeth in a circle like a lamprey or the dune worm, but obviously much smaller.
All right. I let them pass, and I wait until everything is silent.
All right. It is relatively silent now.
I tap on the brick behind me.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
So I'll remove the tapped on block.
Hello. Hi.
So, you see okay. Alex's face looking through from the hole.
It's crazy. There are purple-ish worms on this side. Three of them just slithered by going that way. But they're gone for now, so I think you should come in. We should get these bricks out.
Okay.
Let's go.
They went the way we came we're going?
They headed north.
Which is where the
end is. That's the way we're going.
Yeah.
F. All right. That's fine. The bricks are how big and how wide?
2x3.
I think we just need one more out, and then we can sneak through.
Climb through.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm too big for that, but you're all very small.
So I imagine it's easier with one brick out. I'm just going to start attacking, like, the mortar of one.
Sure. Yeah, I would say you could get, now that you've established sort of the hole, you can create a larger cavity.
Okay, great. Okay, I will, I'll take care of this second brick, and then we'll go through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only one that would have had problems is Ilex, and they were able to use solve their magic. That.
Great.
Is Rend moving at all? Because I can still know where he is for now.
He is not.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Go. Okay. Once we're through, I'll place the bricks back. Or should we? Yeah, probably, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. So we'll pass the bricks through so we can replace them on the other side. And then I'll mark. I mean, I know there's a cut piece of skin, but I'll also mark the stone just in case I don't lose.
I'll cast mending on that piece of skin just to patch it back together.
Whoa! That's great. All right, huge. Nice. All right, then I'll definitely draw some kind of like with one of my swords on the brick that's loose.
Okay,
and then mend the skin over it. That's so sick. Okay, are we within a little sphere of Pass Without Trace around you?
Yeah, so it's cast on a person, so it's on me.
Yeah, and then it's like 30-foot radius.
Like a thing around you? Yeah, okay, great. It's a bubble. Sick.
Nice.
Sick.
Okay.
Let's go, let's move.
Okay, be careful.
All right. You guys, I'm really nervous.
It'll be fine, we'll be fine.
It's okay. We
might have to kill the worms, we don't have to kill Rand, obviously.
Yeah, no, of course.
Great, I just wanted to say it.
Okay, so you head north through this winding... It's only about, it's probably about 6 feet in diameter, this tube of dead snake or worm.
Oh.
And you come across a door on the western wall, but it continues north.
Do I sense
that? Although I should tell you, probably from your perception, you'd be able to tell that it is getting gradually narrower in diameter.
We are coming to the butt.
Is that where... towards
coming
where Rend
to the
is.
End of the worm.
Oh, gross. Towards its maple hole.
Uh-huh. Enough.
Okay.
from the north, you hear this leather-on-leather sound.
Do I get the sense that through the door will get closer to Rend?
No, it is moving perpendicular to where you want to go.
Okay, then should we keep going?
I think if we keep going, we're gonna hit some worms.
Well, we're trying to get to Rend, yes? You want to go through the door?
Let's just hide in here, wait till they pass, and then... Yeah, okay.
That was my pitch.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Is the door locked?
The door is not locked.
I listen first before we open it. hang on. Can you hear anything on the other side?
Sorry about that.
There is... I'll let you listen, but the worms are getting closer. So if you pause, you can pretty well determine... that the worms will discover you. So you have to make a choice.
Fuck it, open the door.
Okay.
All right. I'll run into the room. I'll have the garden spear ready.
Oh my God.
The dandelion
fork. The dandelion spear.
Call it a garden spear. Dandelion spear is actually kind of cool. Don't call it that too much or I'm going to think it's a magic item. All right.
Right. You run into this room and you see sort of gathered in this
shit.
Fuck.
It looks like the tomb itself has been converted into some kind of military camp.
Fuck.
Two 10-foot tall hulking creatures with gray black skin.
Fuck my life.
Glimmering chain shirts stand arguing around an unlit brass brazier. They turn as you burst in.
Well, we have Pass Without a Trace, though.
Yeah, we're so sneaky about it. Close the door.
They can't see us.
Unlit.
It's a draft. The draft.
Unlit.
I would say that you guys, they are distracted with their arguing. So I'll give you guys a stealth. They can do their perception.
Oh, can we dash in this door, close the door, and hide?
Should it be, if I entered first, should it be me?
Yes. Well, I think anybody who enters was going to need
fuck. All of us.
All right, here we go.
We all have plus 10.
Now.
Plus 10.
You all have plus 10, but you are going to be at disadvantage because they are standing literally 15 feet away from you.
Because it's impossible. Okay, no problem.
That's all right.
Okay, well.
It's impossible. Because it's impossible. But okay. I wanted to give you guys the illusion of possible.
With disadvantage, I got a 30.
What the fuck?
With disadvantage, 33.
With disadvantage, 13.
Oh, with disadvantage, 22, Chisk.
Oh, Chisk.
Not bad for the group.
I guess Chisk already has disadvantage on stealth.
Yeah. Kevin, you can't do double disadvantage. Don't.
No, I'm not giving double disadvantage.
Check their passive.
He's checking their passive perception.
I am checking their passive perception.
Like 12.
And unfortunately, one of them does notice Chisk come into the room.
Fuck.
It's okay, and but if the rest turns. Of us are hidden.
I toss a spear at the guy who's turning. Go!
But Chisk looks just like the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's got a red twin.
Redcon, wait, Redcon. Papa, please, I'm your only son. Please, let me Redcon. Please, Papa.
Please.
I forgot, Papa.
Like, they don't look like Piney at all.
No, but he looks like the boss.
Their boss is a Piney, meaning
he looks exactly precisely like the boss.
If the three of us are all hidden and Chisk walks through that door and they see him...
No harm, no foul!
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Retcon. I'm your only son.
All right. I tell you what. If Gideon can make a 14...
I'm your only son, Kevin Cork.
Yeah. I'm saying that if you can make a 14 wisdom check, you will hold your action and not throw the spear.
That's fair. A wisdom saving throw.
That's fair.
Get your brain in order.
I'm afraid.
It's definitely a wisdom check.
Okay.
I appreciate you two. It doesn't matter.
Then never mind.
Eight.
So you
I have
do...
a plus zero to wisdom and wisdom saving throws.
Oh,
all right.
No.
So now it depends on what Chisk does. Because the two of them do see Chisk, and they both... they would pause their action. They wouldn't necessarily start to disbelieve that you are not Rend at this moment, because you guys are identical twins. You've established that already.
Yeah.
So... what do you say to them, Chisk, to take into account why a spear was chucked at them?
Oh my god.
Now hold on. Let me just offer up another piece here. I think it also matters if it hits or not.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Could have just been something falling off the wall. We'll never know.
Am I proficient with this?
Simple weapon, sure.
Yeah, all right. Fuck it.
No, we don't want him to be good at this.
Well, now, here's the thing. There's a separate thing for improvised weapons, I think.
There is.
Do you care about this, Kev?
Roll the hit first, and then we can get
into
it. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Do I add proficiency or no?
I would say you add proficiency, yes.
Okay.
So you were very specific that it was a spear before.
Yeah, and that's a dirty 20.
Oh.
Fucking fuck.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Great. So it hits.
I panicked.
You got this.
I got this.
Hit me, Chisk. Fucking hit me in the head.
Okay. So, Chisk, they turn around. One of them's got this thing, and they both sort of look at you, sort of amazed and irritated.
Stop arguing, you two.
Okay, that's good.
Good.
So they both are kind of looking at you and then looking at each other and then look back at you.
What's all the fuss about? I've been hearing you through the walls for what seems like hours now.
Beautiful. All right. So roll me. You could choose. Do you want to make it a performance check?
Oh, fuck.
Or do you want to make it a deception check?
They're both the same shit.
Guide yourself.
They're both awful, but I will guidance myself.
Guide your ass.
Guide your own ass down from the sky.
I will do a performance.
For you to do a guidance, you would have to pause and cast the spell, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, wait. It is concentration. I don't want to lose.
Oh, look at creature. Fair enough.
No, I'll just do a regular old performance check.
Can he have help?
I'm impersonating my own brother.
Can he have help action from Gideon? Because Gideon came in hot and threw a spear at them and they're doing disciplinary stuff.
I did what you said, boss. And I know my brother really, really well.
Fair enough. You can have advantage when...
Yes.
When
that's what you get for talking too loud.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, do they see Gideon now? Did he...
They would see Gideon.
Yeah, okay, great.
But they haven't seen you two.
Fuck's sake. That's an 8. I rolled a 9 and I have a -1 to performance.
And you rolled with advantage,
you get advantage.
Yeah, I rolled the 3.
Okay,
on the
great.
Other
one. Perfect.
So, they look at you with scowls, and they realize that this is not their boss, Rend. And they pick up these massive axes and start to work.
All right, fuck you. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
We will leave it there as the two of you are looking at these ogre-sized creatures with the long shock.
I had a different regret as soon as I threw the spear. I was like, I'm being every typical D&D player of like, big scary thing must be bad. And I threw a weapon. And I'm not proud of myself for that. Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the Midgard materials, to Maps and Melodies, previously known as the Boy King of Idaho, for all of the music and jams you heard in this episode, to Morgan Ermter for all the Die Is Cast graphic design work you might have seen on our various channels. Speaking of channels, who wants to plug themselves? And, well, I don't know, say your channels, and if you have someone to plug, go, Diego.
Yeah, you can find me really now on just Instagram at Diego Streddle. I've really taken off a lot of social media of my phone.
Did you take Twitter? Are you off Twitter?
I'm off Twitter.
Hell yeah.
I'm off TikTok mostly. I may jump back into Twitch at some point. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
You should.
But yeah, you can find me there. And why do I still have just...
I was going to say, this is not Diego.
It's nice.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. You can also watch a Hallmark movie I did called Crime Time Mysteries on, I don't know, Hallmark Channel and wherever you find the rest of Hallmark movies. Yay.
Go find Hallmark movies. Go find Emma. It.
Yeah, that's me. I'm at Cinderella B on Instagram. I've added one post in the last year.
Hell yeah. Here's the nice. Instagram post.
Hell yeah.
See you there.
Maddie.
Hi. You can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. If you are into scary, spooky stories, I have an audio play coming out through Vertigo Theater. They're a local theater company here in Calgary, and they'll be putting that on their podcast platform. So Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find it. I will post the link in the Discord when I have it.
Amazing.
What's it called? What's it called?
It is called The Brides. It's a ghost story inspired by the Fairmont Banff Springs, which is supposedly very haunted.
Cool. I think bonkers haunted. Kevin.
All right, you can find us on the web, dieiscast.com, or search out our Discord channel. Join us, hear people drop in, make comments, feel free to ask questions. Myself and the cast drop in there on a sporadic basis to drop pearls of wisdom. So that's on Discord. Otherwise, find us on the web and the various social medias. Griffin.
Yeah, and the episode you're listening to right now, the Discord members got to hear a little bit early. How early? I haven't set that schedule yet, but one day I will. But you do get to hear it early. Before. You can find me on all platforms at Griffin Cork. A series that is currently in post-production for season 3 is now available season 1 and 2. Emma joins me in it. It's called Abracadabbers. Yeah. You can find it on, man, Cineverse, 2B TV, Amazon Freevee. Tegan and Sarah, we joined you, baby. and if you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, I'm Gideon, guys. I'm fucking Gideon right now.
I didn't even notice. It was just so natural.
Yeah, it was so innate.
It just flowed so well.
You can email me at griffin@dieascast.com.
Wait,
and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.